All right, we're going to take a look at some celebrities that have gotten a year older as of today. A couple of them are going to make you stop and think. I'm just saying. Remember Corey Feldman?
He was one of the Coreys, famous 80s child actors.
He's the one that's still alive.
Yeah.
He's 43. Corey Haim died, and apparently Feldman was crushed by that death, Michael Jackson's death. He's a horrible actor.
Well, they both had substance abuse problems, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Will Ferrell, 47 years old today. By the way, did I tell you how old Corey Feldman is? 43. Will Ferrell is 47.
Don't like Will Ferrell stuff. I'm just not a fan.
Some of his stuff is really fun. Old School, I loved that movie. Old School cracked me up, man. I thought that was one. We're going streaking! Here you go. Here's the one that's going to make you feel old. Phoebe Cates. How old is Phoebe Cates? Times, Ridgemont High, 50? Gremlins.
50?
51.
Mm-hmm.
51. Lord of the Dance, Michael Flatley is 56. Stuart Copeland, drummer for the Police.
Yeah.
62. Jimmy Johnson, probably known with the helmet hair. Former Dallas Cowboys and Miami Dolphins coach. Let's see, he has an NFL pregame show now on Fox.
Yeah.
71. 71 years old. All right, comic book fans, did you read about what Marvel has decided to do with Thor?
Well, I saw a picture on, somebody tweeted a picture of Thor as a woman this morning. What is that all about?
It's the official announcement on Marvel's site. They reveal that the male Thor somehow becomes unable to wield his hammer, if you know what I'm saying, which bears the inscription, "Whosoever holds this hammer, if he be worthy, shall possess the power of Thor."
So a woman grabs Thor's hammer and becomes a female Thor?
Apparently so.
Okay.
So be careful when you're reaching for Thor's hammer.
Yeah.
Okay.
How many jokes can you make about Thor's hammer this morning? How many are you going to attempt?
That's it. I'm done.
Okay.
Along with the photo of his female successor, there's a picture. There's a pic of unworthy Thor bearing an axe. His left arm is gone. It's been replaced by a mechanical prosthetic arm. This is the new Thor going forward. Now,
It's the comics. They'll find a way for him to recover his ability.
Oh, I don't know. They
get his hammer back.
Well, is there a Is there Norse god Viagra?
Yes, yes. Mm.
If your hammer is not working for... Anyway, apparently the movie series, though, is going to continue with Hemsworth being Thor. The movie series is not going to convert Thor to Thorette Thor.
What do you think about it? That was pretty good casting for the Thor movies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you think of Thor, Chris Hemsworth is the guy...
Sure.
It's Chris, right? Not Liam. Which Hemsworth is it?
I believe it's Chris.
Chris, yeah.
Yeah.
He plays a pretty good Thor.
And I thought we were going to talk about the safer comic book topic, the gay Archie who gets killed.
I talked about him yesterday. Yes, Archie Andrews is...
Now, he dies in a moment of valor, doesn't he?
He's not gay. He dies taking a bullet for his gay friend.
Which Jughead is gay. I mean, we've all known Jughead
was gay. Wait a minute. No, now you're just making stuff up.
Look at the stupid little hat that he wears. Of course he's gay.
Yeah. There's that.
Yeah,
I'm not sure anybody. I'm not sure anybody in high school, even back in the 50s, would have worn a hat like that.
I can't argue with that kind of logic. That's completely all right. If something always seems wrong with your computer, there might be a really good reason. You are too much of a fan of Superman. According to a new study, Superman fans are likely to get computer viruses because when you Google his name, a ton of bogus websites about him pop up that are actually loading malware to your computer. He isn't the only superhero it happens to, though. Here are the top 10. Superman, Thor, probably because of the recent movies and the fact that we just said that Thor has got a sex change. Wonder Woman. Do we need to know why Wonder Woman's Googled? Mm. No, we don't. Aquaman. You want to talk about gay superheroes? I'm Aquaman. Wolverine. I'm not going to make any jokes about Wolverine. Spider-Man. Really? Flinging web everywhere? Batman, Black Widow, Captain America, and, of course, Green Lantern, who is officially gay.
In the comic books,
yeah,
yes.
Yep, mm-hmm. He actually is. Yep. All right, so The Rock, you know him, right?
Dwayne Johnson. Coming out with a new movie this week or next week, Hercules.
Stars in the new Hercules movie, which comes out next Friday.
Week, okay.
Now, he was pretty doggone big before he took the role. So when he showed up on set, even bigger.
Big, not in terms of a star, big like he bulked up
for
this role.
Yes, I mean, it was interesting. for a while when he was doing some of the other movies, he was always big and ripped. But when he decided to go back into wrestling, I think the juice started flowing again. This guy's huge.
But he's a workout fanatic. Yeah. I follow him on Twitter, and I come in the morning, and he's already tweeted that he's up and working out at, like, you know, 4:30 in the morning.
It's ridiculous.
And he tweeted his diet, what he eats every day.
That's exactly what this is.
Yeah.
He posted his diet on Instagram and others. For 6 months, he ate the same 7 meals every day.
To get big.
7 meals a day.
And 7
meals
a day. Listen to what he eats.
A 10-ounce steak, an 8-ounce steak, 2 8-ounce pieces of chicken, 2 8-ounce pieces of halibut, 2 baked potatoes, 5.5 cups of white rice, some oatmeal, 2 cups of broccoli, 2 cups of asparagus, a salad, 1 ounce of pure protein, and 14 egg whites every day for 6 months. He explained that he wanted his Hercules to be the definitive version. Quote, "I only had one crack at making Hercules epic, so I committed." Woof. All right, so have you seen him? I don't have a picture of him.
I have seen a picture of him, yes. He is he's pretty ripped, yeah. I mean, his biceps are probably as, you know, just they're incredibly defined.
And you are that way. You're speechless, aren't you?
Yeah, well, really, you think about it.
Well,
I was trying to think of something to compare it to, and I'm finding it hard to do that.
Maybe Herculean?
Yeah, there you go.
WSAU, we'll be right back.
It's harder with children because the only thing I have is reason, you know? And you can't go to reason with a kid. Like, my daughter will be saying she's hungry. I'm like, buddy, you're not hungry. You're just bored. Do you understand? And you're already starting off a pattern of satisfying an internal disconnect with an external stimulation, and that's a dead-end road, sweetie. Courtney Love lives on that road. You don't want to live on that road. Do you understand what I'm saying? Or are you going to hide behind being 4 all year? Because the minute you think that they have reason, they are the worst people in the world. Because my daughter will come, Daddy, I want a cheese stick. All right, sweetie, tell you what. Let's not have a cheese stick now, because we're going to bed in an hour, and we always have a cup of milk at bedtime. Let's wait an hour, and then we'll have our milk. Daddy, I want a cheese stick. I know, honey, but let's wait. It'll be better. Let's have a milk in an hour. Daddy, I want 45 minutes. Daddy, I want a cheese stick. No, Daddy, I want... Finally, after 45 minutes, I'm like, okay, you win, okay. But let's do this. If we have cheese sticks now, we're going to bed in 15 minutes, so let's not have milk at bedtime, okay? Okay. So we'll have our cheese stick now, and then in 15 minutes we won't have milk. All right. And you're good. I'm good. She eats her cheese stick. Daddy, I want milk. You knew you wanted milk. You always planned on asking me for milk. You just played me like I'm some kind of ass. You think I suck because I don't go off to work in the morning like the other dads. My job is precious. The world needs clowns, you know. You think I'm a loser because mommy makes more money than I do? My s*** is as big as anybody's, Jack. But you can't go to that place with a kid.
Rush, Sean, and the Wisconsin Morning News. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.